This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Democratic lawmakers are developing a proposal to protect workers dealing with extreme weather conditions. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The extreme heat bill would require employers to give all workers access to water, shade, and rest during extreme heat conditions. Workers would also have to be trained to recognize the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Similar measures would protect workers facing extreme cold. Those standards were originally developed by the Biden-era Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, but were rolled back after President Trump took office. The state bill would reinstate them in Colorado. Democratic State Representative Elizabeth Velasco is planning to introduce the bill in mid-February.
We have seen workers die across the nation, from delivery drivers to airport workers, and we want workers to be able to come home after their shift.
A similar proposal to protect agricultural workers from extreme heat died in the House last year. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
As Governor Jared Polis fields questions this week about clemency to former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, he's pointing to his broader record of pardons and commutations. So what does that history actually look like?
In his 7 years as governor, he's done thousands of clemency actions. Now, thousands is a big number, and that's partly because more than 4,000 of those were marijuana-related pardons, these blanket actions he did for low-level possession sort of stuff. Individually, he's done 100 pardons and 25 commutations.
That was CPR's Tom Hess. In Colorado Springs today, partly sunny and mild with highs near 62. In Metro Denver, a high near 58 degrees. More sun and light winds in the forecast tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.